The Adventure of the Dancing Men by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, narrated by Carol Phillips. Holmes had been seated for some hours in silence, with his long, thin back curved over a chemical vessel in which he was brewing a particularly malodorous product. His head was sunk upon his breast, and he looked, from my point of view, like a strange, lank bird with dull grey plumage and a black topknot. "So, Watson," said he suddenly, "you do not propose to invest in South African securities?" I gave a start of astonishment. Accustomed as I was to Holmes's curious faculties, this sudden intrusion into my most intimate thoughts was utterly inexplicable. "How on earth do you know that?" I asked. He wheeled round upon his stool with a steaming test tube in his hand and a gleam of amusement in his deep-set eyes. "Now, Watson, confess yourself utterly taken aback," said he.